Hi there, guys, and thank you for tuning in to Sipping Tuesdays. I am your host, Eleni Janice, and currently I am sipping on a Tisdale Chardonnay white wine that I mix with orange juice. And I also added a slice of orange, and it's so good. It's very refreshing. It's like a mimosa, but obviously with white wine, not with champagne. It's honestly feel like it's perfect for a sunny day. And the truth is you can always add more fruits like pineapples, lemons, and strawberries to where it becomes like a lemonade. And it's just so good. I definitely recommend it for birthday parties, baby showers, and things like that. I'll definitely be sharing some pictures of my drink on my Instagram account, which is, you can find me at The Boss Mom Babe, or you can check it out at bossmombranding.com on my Davila's in Action blog. Anyway, I hope that by now you are sipping along with me and that you have a pen and paper ready just in case, because I definitely like to take notes when I listen to something, especially like podcasts, because that's the purpose of these things. You know, we like to sit here and not just talk, but we like to teach and motivate and inspire. And, you know, through this podcast, you will learn about how to create a brand or how to go through life situations as a mom or as a business owner and things like that. And I love, you know, to collaborate with a lot of different brands out there. So if you're a brand or you are a business owner and you're looking for ways to advertise your business and stuff, this is the perfect platform for you, because I help you and I guide you also through finding the tools that you need, as well as I am advertising for your company. But anyway, like I said, I hope that you are sipping something along with me. And with that being said, let me sip. That is so good. Oh my God. If you know me, you know that I love wine. I think that my passion for wine began sometime, I don't remember the year. I think that that's something I'm gonna have to go back and look. But I know it's about 2 years ago, because I started doing my wine a little bit after my son was born. So I started, you know, working for this company called Traveling Vineyard. And I had to sell wines. But in order for me to do that, I had to host wine tasting parties. And the truth is, I had no idea what I was doing. And I had no clue that I had to speak in front of a crowd. That means I had to host the party, tell people to come, expect the people to come, and then not only expect for them to buy or have them buy, but I also had to share a story, at least either about the wines or about my life. And learning about the wines, it made me realize the process that it has to go through in order to become this delicious wine that we taste today or whatever. You know, and a lot of wines, that's what I say, that wines get better in time. And it's true. The longer that you wait for it to open, like to open it or whatever, the better that it's going to be. Not once you open it and leave it open, it's going to get better. No, wine is like everything. It expires. So, you know, learning about wines and learning how to pair things with it, you know, made me realize that everything in life has a story, everything. And it made me like the process of it. It was so beautiful to learn about, you know, the vineyard that it came from, or how it was planted, how long it took, you know. So things like that was like amazing to learn. And, you know, that motivated me to one day inspire people. And by doing that, I eventually did. You know, I didn't realize in my first wine tasting how much it was going to mean to me, because I began to inspire people, I began to inspire myself, and I began to invest time into myself and into the things that I like to do. So it got to the point that, you know, I quit this company, because I realized that as much as all, like, it was beautiful, I honestly recommend it to anybody who's looking for a part-time. Unfortunately, here, places like here in New Orleans, where liquor is sold everywhere and at any time, it's harder to sell wines like that. And there was a lot of things that came with it, but I loved it. I loved my my team and my leader. She was amazing. And anyway, like I said, so I was so happy that I went through this because it showed me what I like, and it inspired me to chase my dreams and invest into myself. So I began my own business and I started my Boss Mom branding. I realized, like I said, when I was doing the wine tasting parties, how much it touched me. And because of that, I began to change. I began, like, everything around me became like a life test, and I began to see things from a different, like an outsider, like it wasn't me. I started to see things from a different view because I knew that the position that I was in was going to help me grow and also teach women how to go through these life situations, because that's what I came to realizing what my purpose was, that to become a mentor. And you know, when I look back, like I mean when I look way back, and I was a little girl to those who know or knew me back then when I was like 4 or 5 years old, I remember I had this radio, like a little radio that had like a little TV in the middle, and you know what, and it had like a tape recording thing on it. I don't know, but the thing is, I used to record all the music that would come on, and I would host, like I was like a radio host on it, and I would literally hear myself over and over, and I loved it. And I don't know what it was about it, but that's who I was, and that is who I am. And I retouched that part of my childhood, because that was always me. And that is what life is about, to continue to search who you are, what you are meant to do, what is out there for you. So whatever is out there for you is for you, and nobody or nothing can take that away except from you, or except, you know, you. You're the only one who has power to your life, and obviously God. But you have to make your decisions in life to figure out which way you want to go. Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be sad? Do you want to succeed? Or do you want to stay in the past? You know, your life is on your hands. So that's what, like I said, brought me into creating my brand, because I knew how tough it was for women to have to go through things either alone or to like figure how to create a business. Hey, you know, I'm a stay at home, like me, I'm a stay at home mom. And I know a lot of other stay at home moms who, you know, sometimes can get bored, and sometimes we don't know what else to do. And a lot of people, I used to think about what people like would think about me, and you know, oh, people probably think I have no life and I'm just, you know, but the reality of it is, you have to learn to embrace those feelings, because you have to conquer it, and you have to learn to, like I said, go around it and still keep going, because that's what life is about. Keep going and keep going and you keep going, you know. So like I said, I love the fact that I was able to create something like this, because women are beautiful to me. They are. It's not just the beauty or like their skin or what color or where they come from or the hair or the, whatever you got on. I mean, it doesn't matter. You are a woman. And to me, that is such a beautiful thing. Like, God made us so different. The Creator made us so different and so special that He allowed us to give birth. Yes, that's right, man. For those women who are listening, we can give birth. And of course, without you guys, we would not have a child. But, like they say, it takes two to tango. But we are different. And because of that, we have a different type of strength. Because of that, we are special. And that's what brought me into my topic of the day, which is postpartum depression. In the last few weeks, I have been asking people on my Instagram, you know, about some topics and, you know, to that I can discuss throughout my podcast and stuff. And a lot of people felt like I needed to focus on things that needed attention, things that are not being talked about, things that are just said, you know what, this is what you have and here's a prescription, boom, boom, boom. And a lot of people commit suicide. And, you know, it's a lot of things that need to be addressed about this world. And the reason why I am addressing or I'm choosing to address it is because it has to be heard. And I know that my voice will change, well, has changed me. Like, my inner voice has changed me. So because of it, I am going to help other women understand that they are not alone. So like I said, in the last few weeks, I, you know, asked people like about what to discuss, and I chose to talk about postpartum depression, how to detect it and how to handle it. Because, you know, like I said, these are conditions that are not talked about enough. And as most of you know, I am a mother of four. I recently had my baby girl back in October of 2018. Her name is Alani. She's precious. And, you know, obviously with having a girl, sometimes our hormones can double. And I felt like I was Hulk. I felt like, you know, throughout my pregnancy, I was like, one minute I was happy, then the other minute I was hungry, then the next minute I was sad, then the next minute I wanted some peace and quiet, and the next, you know, I was literally like a living roller coaster. And I definitely enjoyed my pregnancy. I was more sick this time than my last three, because I don't know, I honestly felt a big change between a girl and boys. I know a lot of people tell me different symptoms, but, you know, we're all different. But I enjoyed all my pregnancies. I was very blessed to be able to carry my children for 9 months and have them healthy. But what about all these emotions that I was feeling? What about all the emotions that I felt after I gave birth? And I'm not sure if you know this, but a lot of women within the first 24 hours after giving birth, the woman's hormone levels abruptly return back to normal. So in other words, your hormones come back and you get hit like a train and you don't know how to handle it and why you're feeling so blue or why you're feeling all these crazy and different emotions and why it's happening to you. And the truth is, 50% of women with postpartum depression, also known as PPD, are never detected. And 1 out of 7 women will experience it. So what is PPD? PPD is a very real, I mean like real serious problem for many, many mothers. It can happen to a first-time mom or a veteran mom. It can occur a few days or a few months after childbirth. And basically what it is, it's a combination of hormone imbalances, biochemical factors, and or environmental stresses. Like, you know, so basically that means like what you are going through around you can affect your emotions. And it's not just depression. It's symptoms that vary from time to time, from person to person, but the good news is 100% treatable. So some of the symptoms are loss of appetite, lack of sleep, anger, fatigue, loss of interest in sex, lack of joy, feelings of shame and guilt, severe mood swings, tearfulness, anxiety, panic attacks, sadness, depression, irritability, withdrawal from family and friends, difficulty bonding with your baby, lack of self-worth, and obsessive thoughts like suicidal. And the truth is, about 50% of individuals are not detected. 1 out of 10 men or fathers will experience this as well within the first year. And there's about a 20% of suicidal accounts of postpartum deaths. And like, this is the second most common cause of mortality in postpartum women. And, you know, so like I said, you know, it's very serious. I know a lot of the symptoms that I mentioned, I definitely felt after I had all of my kids. I mean, it's something normal. I think that the loss of appetite usually comes because, you know, like me, I had C-sections for all my children. And obviously, the doctors give you Percocets. And, you know, you are taking all these pills, like all these pain medications. And then you're like, you don't want to eat. I mean, and then you can get constipated too, because then you're drinking all of these pills and then you can't eat and then you don't want to eat. And then obviously the lack of sleep is something that all mothers feel, because, you know, you have a baby that you have to attend to now. And that can cause you to be angry sometimes, or feel overwhelmed, or feel like I said, I have this anxiety, or feel sad because you feel like you're not getting you time anymore. And because of that brings all of those other things, like lack of confidence. And because of it, like, you know, we just had a baby. So a lot of us women don't feel the same anymore. We feel like we are not pretty, or we're like, you know, fatter, or we feel like, you know, we're just not the same. So that's where the sadness comes in, that's where the lack of sex comes in, that's where depression kicks in. And honestly, to all the men out there who are dealing with women like us who are just had a baby and stuff like that, understand us. Understand that it's not easy to give birth, and it's a process. And it will, like, you will get your woman back. You will get that woman back, but it is also your job and your duty to remind her of how wonderful she is, because that's all we need at the end of the day, is a little motivation and a little inspiration, you know, because if not, if we can confide in you, we don't feel like we can confide in you, then we begin to continue to keep these feelings inside, where it eats us alive, and then we become that person that you never met, you know. So and it's a lot of things, you know, like I mentioned before, and especially to those moms that go through this by yourself. It's like, to me, I honestly think that it's double the trouble. You feel even 10 times worse. Like all of these symptoms that I mentioned, I think you would feel it worse because you feel alone. But I want you to know that you are not alone, because I've been there. And the truth is, I was never alone. I had people that loved me. I had people who took care of me mentally and always helped me stay on track through my troubles. And when I felt down after I had my first son, you know, I went through a lot of things. And I know, and I can, looking back now, I realize that a lot of the feel, like whatever I was feeling, had a lot to do with postpartum depression. But, you know, when you don't have a partner who motivates you, or is there for you emotionally, it becomes stressful and you begin to lose yourself. But thank God that I always, for some reason, I never gave up, and I can't even tell you where my strength came from. I think that that's what makes me a mother, that I found the strength within me, and I kept going. I kept fighting through. I kept remembering and reminding myself that I was, that better things were coming and that I deserve better. And I always prayed for my surroundings. I prayed for me to find the peace and the love that I deserve. So, you know, I overcame that, and now I am a mother of three. And with three more, of four, actually five, because we have a dog and his name is Pablo. And the other day I had a dream that he had I had 16 puppies, and I'm like, oh no, I don't know how I'm gonna do that, but you know, I'm somehow super mom though, and I'll deal with it. But I was like, that is so cute. And you know me, I was already getting all into my dream, and I'm like, Eleni, it's just a dream, thank God, because you cannot handle 16 other puppies. But anyway, like I said, you know, all these symptoms can occur, and they're very real, and it comes and it goes. And like I said, a lot of the individuals that experience this do not get detected. I don't know if you have or if you follow up with your doctor, but they usually do like a questionnaire, like a survey where they ask you how you're feeling, which helps them determine if you have postpartum depression or not, because like I said, it's very real. So what they do is that they tell you if you pass or not, then you either get prescribed medications or they tell you to seek a counselor. And I always passed mine because by the time that I went, all the feelings that I was going through, I realized that it was in my mind. I realized that I was not what I was feeling, but it was just like a moment and it was not like me, you know what I'm saying? So I passed, and thank God, you know, because sometimes like that's when you realize, like I said, that you're losing it, it's scary. You know, so like I said, and 1 out of 10 men or fathers will experience this. And we don't give as much props to the fathers because we look at guys like, hey, you know, you're the guy, you need to go and provide. And a lot of them, you know, that's what their job is to provide. And where they're not bonding as much time as we can with our children. So we begin to push that against them, like, hey, I need you to do this, I need you to do that. But I guess that's where the role of understanding and communication comes into your relationship, because that has to be like, it has to be important, because you have to let that person know how you're feeling, what you're going through. And I'm so thankful that I found someone who is not perfect like me, but that he teaches me how to better myself as well as I do with him. And you know, we are not perfect, like I said, we go through shit like every other couple, but we don't give up on each other because we know that we deserve each other. And that's the type of people that you need in your life, people that are looking for the same happiness that you deserve. So like I said, it's important to detect and identify each symptom and seek the help that you need, because it has to be treated. And how do you detect it? Well, the first thing is understanding and knowing your symptoms. All the symptoms that I mentioned, you have to understand them, and you have to know that it's not you. You have to know that. You have to accept, secondly, that what you are feeling is normal, and that it's not your fault, and that you're not alone. Because this is something that happens to everyone. And last but not least, patience. Because Rome wasn't built in one day, you know, it took time. And everything special in life takes time, and you're special. So give yourself time to recover, time to heal, so that you can gain the strength that you need to keep going. Invest your time into things that you like to do. Like if you once liked to paint, like me, if I look back into the things that I like, I have always had a microphone in my hand, or I always somehow was out there making a girl feel pretty. And I don't know, that's just how I was, and I never knew why. And now looking back, I realized that it led me to where I am today, you know. So invest time into the things that